I'm walking through Rugby Town Centre. Rugby, somewhere I used to live for about 18 years or so. And it's weird, I guess, coming back. 18 years? Did I really live that long? I think so. Occasionally, if I'm flying by or near, I'll do a bit of banking. Go to some of the places I'm familiar with, but a lot of the shops and people I used to talk to who worked in those shops are no longer here. A lot of boarded up shops or shop I'm looking at now just kind of got that weird white soapy stuff, whatever it is, in the windows. The pubs seem to have survived, the hairdressers seem to have survived, and the Woolworths I used to frequent is now a 99p store. Quality products under a pound. Well, I doubt that very much. I mean, no doubt they're under a pound, but... I've been looking for an upgrade to my iPhone 3G. I've started to get pixel dropout on the screen, and as with most mobile phone contracts, I'm stuck with another 6 months on my 18 months left to go, which is ridiculous when you think I bought the phone the day it came out, and the renewal or the upgrade, which is due to me, doesn't come until 2010, which is just seems like a science fiction length of time away. So I think Carphone Warehouse offered me £166 for my old iPhone. Didn't tell them about the pixel dropout. They just plug the serial number into a computer and it comes up with a price, but it's £540 for a 32 gig, which I feel like I need, because my 16 gig is so rammed chocker full of content and video and stuff that I can't even sync my photos on there unless I start losing some songs or other media. So I will need a 32 gig. It's just whether or not I can wait and get something from abroad, something unlocked, something without a contract, something more reasonably priced than the shocking numbers we seem to be getting over here. MoneySavingExpert.com has got some great tips on how to purchase a new iPhone or upgrade, and some tips and tricks about how you can downgrade after 9 months to save some money if you wanted the larger phone, which is only available on the larger contract. So some great bits and bobs and some great research. Someone has actually taken the time to read the small print. It's dead. It's Monday and it's absolutely dead here, which is... must be a little bit depressing if you are a shopkeeper and you are looking forward to another week of trade. From what I gather, the little coffee shops have been pushed out by some of the big names like Costa Coffee and so on, and they kind of set up these little patio cafes with which they actually have no right or planning permission to do so, but they threaten the local town centres by saying, well, don't let us do this and we'll pull out, you really need us to be here. Because it seems to be the franchises and the large chain stores that can survive. I'm looking at a row of shops now, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, okay, out of those 8, one of them is a bar, one is a betting shop, one looks like a clothes shop, two are charity shops, and the rest, as in the other two quite large shops, are boarded up. You're boarded up. 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't even count, can I? But it's not a particularly pretty sight. Makes me think of what Corby used to look like last time I was in Corby. Maybe it still looks like that, but rugby's a market town, man. It shouldn't be a scene of depravity. It shouldn't appear like this. Did they invest all the money in CCTV and these wardens, these patrolling wardens in their red jackets and red caps that are paid $20,000 each a year to wander around and pick up litter, which should be covered by the normal council guy, God knows where he is now, whether he's still in a job, who will steam chewing gum off the floor if you ask them to, who to a certain extent are meant to be spying on the general public to see shifty behaviour and all the rest of it, which I know is in their brief. Understandable if it's looking after the shoplifters, but the shops here are paying such a massive amount of money for that service, something of which the CCTV on its own should have offered, and I know it hasn't, that they're having to close because it's just another cost on top of town centre rates on a town which doesn't look like it has a lot to offer, and people seem to be going elsewhere. Who knows? Anyway, enough of me having a nostalgic moment and at the same time ranting about rugby and how it slipped. Still got some lovely things going on here. You obviously got the historical school. You've got the fact that in a couple of minutes you can cycle out into the countryside, providing you don't go the cement works way. Check out rugbytown.org if you want to know all about the cement works. A couple of nice parks, and for me it holds a lot of good memories, all kinds of memories actually, but mostly good.